iRadioBlog.com today, powered by the Voice America Talk Radio Network.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaVariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Wow, this is talk radio to thrive by, and that's what we love to do. We love to be talking with everybody about what it means to thrive in life. And, you know, this is not something that I've always been able to do. And as a matter of fact, I love being a student of this. And I consider myself a student, just like all of you. I want to thank all of you for tuning us in and turning us on and doing so many things that you do so well to support the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. And today you're going to get to meet one of the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio and find out what gets her all fired up. My very special guest, CJ Liu, is joining us here today. But before we kind of jump into it, because I know once we get going, it's just going to be nonstop. I want to thank you for, I want to thank you all for doing so much to support the show. It's pretty incredible. I don't know where to begin in terms of gratitude for everything. Just incredibly grateful for all that you've done all these years. Now, for those of you that are new to the Dr. Pat Show, let me just say one thing. I started on this network in 2003 in a very serendipitous way. So what I want to say to all of you is pay attention to what's going on in your lives. You know, if you find a penny on the ground and you don't know why you find it, and you bend down to pick it up, and then you look up and you see a man or a woman in front of you, there may be a reason for that. There are a lot of things going on right now for all of us to make sure that we are all part of something incredible. So let me tell you about my guest today. She's on a mission. And she's on a mission because she wants people to get fired up, to wake up, and to realize their full potential. And so she lives her life passionately, and I love this, at full throttle. What does that mean? And you're going to find out about her story. You're going to find out about her radio show. You're going to find out about her business career. She's an incredible entrepreneur. And more importantly, why she is committed to helping people through her coaching practice step up, get all fired up, and live life full out. I want to welcome this incredible talk show host and life coach and beyond to the Dr. Pat Show. CJ, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Pat. It's great to be here.
It's really, really good to have you here. You know, one of the things that I love asking people is one of our leading questions. And, you know, the question is, you know, look, all that you've done in your life, everything that you are, all the people you help, what are some of the challenges? What are some of the obstacles you've had to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
That's interesting. I think, like my clients, I think the biggest obstacle that we have is fear. Sometimes it's fear of our own potential. Sometimes it's fear of the unknown. But I think fear is the biggest obstacle, I think, because it's kind of greater. If we have a wild imagination, it can get even greater. Wild imagination.
Well, you know, I mean, all of us have fear. All of us can imagine. You know, our imaginations work in a couple of different ways. You know, they can work to help us create the most incredible things in our lives. But it's like you said, you know, with that imagination, we could also create our greatest fears. How real is fear? And do you think that right now we have this cosmic energy going on that is, terrorizing at some level, terrorizing people to become immobilized?
Yeah, I think fear is a real thing. It happens. I actually think it's not only something that is in your mind, but if it's in your mind long enough, it creates a body response where, you have, rapid heartbeat, blood pressure, all those things. I mean, so it's real. Our body assumes it's real. Our mind feels that it's real. Therefore, it is real. And I do think it's terrorizing for people because the unknown is always more scary than the known, even though the unknown holds within it a potentiality that we don't even imagine or can't even imagine. And if we do imagine, it's assumed to be bad. And oftentimes, if you believe that the universe is friendly, it's actually a good thing, some of these changes and unknowns, I think. So instead of, I think it's a frame, so if instead of actually thinking of it as terrorizing, thinking of it as opportunity is a way better reality to put yourself in.
Okay, let's take a look at the topic for today, dealing with chaos and stress of job loss and landing on your feet with Transformation Talk Radio host, you, CJ Liu, your show, mm-hmm. right? Let's talk about your show for a minute because I love the title of this. And I think this is a really good place to start. I mentioned earlier that, one of the things that you do is help people get fired up, hence the name of your show. What does it mean from your point of view? What does it mean, fired up with CJ? What does that mean when people hear that? What are you going to help them get fired up about, and how do you help them?
Yeah, so what it means is it means to get to be fired up about their lives, to lead inspirational lives. And when I say inspirational lives with inspired action, it means a couple of different things. It means living in congruence with their highest being, their essence, whatever you want to call it, their highest self, their full potentiality. It also means living a life with love and connection with other people. And I think it also means, for me, it means having an impact, leaving a legacy of what you want the world to be and shaping it. So that's really what the show is about. It's basically helping people live inspired lives and to take action.
Okay, so one of the things that I'm familiar with, and I want to talk about this, this idea of transition, job loss, divorce, moving on, major transition. And, and honestly, this is kind of an interesting word to say major transition, because what's major to one is not major to somebody else, is it, TJ?
Right, yeah, that's true.
What is it right now that you can point to that is affecting the mass public? And what I mean by that is we have had so many changes over the past 3 years. And I say 3 years, let's say starting with 2008, so to speak. Yeah, so many changes in just about everything about the way we look at our lives. What have you discovered about change?
Well, here's the thing. People don't like change. There are people who thrive on change. On change. I'm one of them. And there are some people who don't thrive on change. So the kind of change that we have is very destabilizing, and because they don't know what the world will be to what the future world will look like. They have their kind of patterns, routines, structure, and these kind of change present a threat. And I think that that's probably half of the, people who, I think that there are people who like change, people who don't like change, and even people who like change, like myself, still feel the effects of this transition. And it's a sense of confusion. There's this like kind of a swirling energy right now, whether it's with the Middle East and like what's going to happen. It's all turned upside down. What does it mean? What does it mean to me? What is it going to be? Will we have oil? Like all those different things. I think, those are the things that even with someone who loves change like myself, I wonder about, and it kind of creates an inner chaos. And then I also think with Japan, it's like, oh my gosh, those poor people, what's happening? gosh, what does that mean about the radiation affecting the fish and the spinach? And does that mean it'll affect my, will it come over, radiation cloud will come over and like affect me? They say it won't, but maybe it will, you know, like all these things. I think the media actually does a wonderful job of scaring the tar out of everyone. And I think that affects the mass public. And I think that just generally in human nature is not to want to go towards radical change. It's destabilizing to what we know.
Well, let's talk about some of the things you work with people on, because I would imagine that, you know, certainly over the past 3 years or so that you've gotten to talk with a lot of people. Let's talk about for a minute what causes chaos. And that's, you know, that's today we're talking about that, dealing with chaos and stress. What are some of the things that cause us to start the spin? You know what I'm saying? You know, mm-hmm. we get in that spin, and before we know it, we're spiraling downward. We don't know actually where we're going. It doesn't feel good, and we completely get our lives off whack.
Right. I think there's a couple of different things. There are these external things that happen to us, right? You know, I spill my latte all over myself, right? Or, you know, someone cuts me off. You know, these are things that are happening outside of ourselves. And I think the chaos occurs in our mind when we go, you did that on purpose. Who do you think you are? Like that's when the chaos begins. It's when we actually create chaos on our inner reality and we go, that's crazy, man. You know, you did this. You create the story of how someone's wronged you and how, you know. So I think that that's kind of when external things create inner chaos. It's because we make meaning out of things that have maybe no meaning at all. And that creates inner chaos. And I think that even with external chaos, like, you know, you think about Japan, you think about the Middle East, and that feels like externally chaotic. And I think that what happens is that we really can't control those things, and we assume that all those things are bad, but there may be some wonderful things. I mean, I actually think the Middle East could have a lot of potential positive things happening too. But I think the chaos is created by all the bad stories we create in our head. We create like a mental frame that's negative. We don't have to. And we don't really know what reality is going to be like anyway. So might as well create a positive frame and a positive outlook versus a negative one.
Well, it's kind of an interesting question. I mean, you know, I thought about, I think about stress a lot. I mean, having my own experiences with it and so forth. I mean, everybody has suffered some kind of loss at some point in time. I even went online and was looking this up because my first research research study that I did was on stress, and I had no idea about what it meant. But now, I mean, think about this, CJ. You can go online, and you can find a brief history of stress.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. A history of stress. So obviously, we have come from a place where stress has been so not understood, to now understanding how it could have both positive and negative consequences. And this is really the work that you do to help us understand, you know, what is serving us and what is not.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So when we are looking at stress, we're going to talk about many things with CJ Liu, my very special guest today. We're going to take a short break. We're going to talk about typical life stressors, what kinds of things can happen to you, and, you know, what are we going to do during these tough times? How do you handle it? And, you know, one of the most incredible stressors right now is job loss, but it isn't even the job loss itself. A recent study indicates that the anticipation of losing your job is actually more stressful than the loss. We're going to talk about that and much more when we come back with my very special guest, CJ Liu. Stay tuned. We'll be right back, everybody.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you tired of hanging on to things in your life that hold you back? Get ready to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. Annette has been a catalyst for helping people achieve maximum results. Known for her breakthrough approaches, she will assist you to unleash your true power. Her unique distance healing techniques have been empowering people globally. Get ready for a life-changing event to step into your fearless nature. For more information, visit AnnetteBingham.com or call 432-770-4062.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org. How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, I'm Don Brecky. I chose 2 years ago to get on the Take Shape for Life program. I've lost 30 pounds and kept it off over 2 years. I have more energy. I get out of bed without backaches. It's been a life changer.
Hi, I'm Dale Gardner. With the Take Shape for Life program, me and my wife lost 90 pounds together, and that was 2 years ago, and we feel great.
Get healthy with the Take Shape for Life program. Get clinically tested products from Medifast and support from a free certified health coach. Visit SimpleToLose.com to learn more. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Today's tip is brought to you by David Emerald, author of The Power of TED. Call a timeout every now and then. Set your watch to remind yourself every 2 hours to take a look at your intentions and actions. Have you been focusing on reacting to problems or creating outcomes? Have you been responding from the victim role of the drama triangle or the creator role of the empowerment dynamic? Take time out to review your intentions and choices, making sure that you are, indeed, focused on creating the outcomes you want in your life. That is the way of a creator. Here's to the creator in you.
Stimulating talk gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast. All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everybody. You know, CJ and I are all fired up, and what you're hearing us is we can't stop talking during the break. So, you know, we got Chad over there trying to produce the show. He's trying to tell us you got to get on air. And, you know, we're over here, and we're just blabbing away like we got nothing else to do because you know why? We're fired up. That's what we are. We're fired up. We're talking about our lives. We're talking about what is important for us to take out there. We're talking about her show. She's going to be interviewing the three amigos. And so we just are on a roll. So I want to just welcome everybody back because this is the kind of energy you want in your lives. You know, you got to be able to find something. CJ, thanks for joining us here today. It's great to have you on.
It's great to be here, Pat. I love talking to you.
You know, this is. Let's talk about these life stressors because I want to talk about, you know, these things that cause chaos in our lives. I don't know about you, but I can go through a whole list of job loss, divorce, blah, 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 the whole thing. And I am telling you, some of these things completely immobilized me. But here we are today. So let's talk about these idea of stressors and what you've discovered and what people can know and do about them. Because one of the things I said before the break is that the actual job loss itself, when it happens, is devastating. But imagine being on a job 5 years and every day coming in wondering if you're going to be the one. So let's talk about stressors, stress, and what we can do.
Okay, great. So I think that stress has many different dimensions, and the way that people hold stress and what stresses them out actually is completely different depending on the person. But I can say that there are a couple of different categories of stress that I've seen. I mean, one is just pure anger, right? I mean, you have anger and you're holding it in. And that's one thing that I notice causes stress. The other that I notice is just when your life is completely out of balance, and you're trying to do, you know, you're multitasking on several different fronts. And that's generally the problem with that is usually that the person doesn't have a set of priorities and or sense of how their whole life fits together and running it in a way that's congruent with what they believe in. So those are kind of the key stressors. I also find like the stress that that happens with job loss. There's a, in particular, there's a couple different things. One is a loss of identity. In the Western culture, we view our work as being us. You know, job equals me. So when, you know, when you lose your job, you lose your sense of identity and who you are in the world. And that's like losing your like best binky in the world, right?
Yeah.
<It's> like, so I think that that's one of the big stressors. And then I think, of course, like the logical things, which is like the finance, you know, what am I going to do now? With my family, my finances, did I save enough? Did I not save enough? And then the last stress is just of the unknown. Will I find a job? How long will it take? Will I find a job? People have lost their job. What will happen with my house? Can I pay my house? You know, all those kind of things kind of fall into stress of the unknown.
So, you know, for people right now, stress of the unknown, you know, everybody says, be here now. Eckhart Tolle, mm-hmm. My gosh, you know, his whole Oprah series, Be Here Now.
Mm-hmm.
And people are, A, first of all, having a time to physically be where they need to be. And secondly, understanding the concept of what it means to be here now. Mm-hmm. And so I want to talk a little bit about that because it seems like a daunting challenge for so many people. Everything is speeding up. Everything is speeding up. I mean, I think about the call we're doing today, right? And, you know, the whole way that the technology has changed, correct?
Mm, yes.
It is amazing. And so it's almost impossible to be here now when every 5 seconds somebody's trying to text you.
That is so true. Bing, bing.
Exactly. Bing. Exactly. Let me tell you how programmed we are. There's a commercial on television, and this I found myself last night, and you're going to laugh. There's a commercial on television, and it's actually a commercial about a cell phone, and or it's a commercial about a guy that has to go and take his wife out or something. But there's the beginning of the commercial where the cell phone's on the table and it's vibrating. And so I'm not even watching the television. I hear the vibrating sound, and I look for my cell phone.
Isn't that sad? You're like Maslow's, you know, those dogs. Those dogs that were trained have Pavlovian response. Reach arm over, grab phone.
I'm telling you, I'm very coachable. So how do we do this? I mean, it's not like I got chaotic in the moment, but my gosh, be here now, and we hear the buzz.
Right. You know, it's funny. Okay, so I'll tell you about one of the pay it forward clients. I'll share with you one of the examples mm-hmm. that we've done and one of the experiences that we had, which was, you know, she was like, I'm totally stressed out. And, you know, la, la, la. You know, she's like telling me all her stories. I'm doing this, I'm doing that, la, la, la. And I said, okay, all right, let's. And often what we do is we go through, you know, a couple steps that are pretty much the same every time. I say, all right, let's actually tune into your body. And think about, you know, all the overwhelming number of things that you have to do. You've got to do this project, and you've got to see your mom, and you've got to do this and that. And so I want you to tune into your body, and where do you feel that? And so it may be like, oh, I feel it in my forehead.
I feel, and I said, okay, so what does it feel like? She said, it feels like a swirl all over. It feels swirly, swirly. I'm like, I'm almost dizzy. And for me, for good or for bad, as a coach, I have such an empathetic response. I literally feel her swirling. My head gets swirled. Mm. And I'm like, mm-hmm. And I actually can literally feel what she's feeling. So I say, okay, so actually go into that feeling and ask that feeling in your body, that swirling sensation, what it has to tell you. And it's that's being here and being now, right? What is she doing? She's focusing. Step one, she focused on her body. Two, she was present with what the feeling is that she had, and she described it, defined it. Step three, she was present enough with her body and her feelings for her to then ask her body what wisdom it had to tell her. You know, your body is trying to tell you something and you're ignoring it. So be present now, focus on what it is. And in her case, what it was, she, you know, and when she was calm and had a place of groundedness where she went on the inside, she said, you know what, I realized that I don't have to do all these things. And it's not like at that time you're like, uh-huh, that's not a huge aha. But for her, it's a huge aha. You know, it's like, wow, I don't have to do all these things. And there's a part of me that's pushing me to do it, and I don't have to do these things. You know, that's like an example of what she may share. But that's the kind of thing where be here now. You're in a chaotic situation. Tune into what your body feels. Tune into what your mind is saying. And talk to it. Be present and understand what it is, because it has wisdom. And if you're not here now, then you miss the wisdom thing altogether and you walk around with a swirly head.
Exactly. Exactly. And, well, you know, I mean, this is really what we're talking about. I mean, we've got our heads swirling around so many things right now. What do you say is the number one external stressor we have going on right now? What is on people's minds? Is it relationships? Because they're not doing so great right now either.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just the uncertainty of what the world is going to look like. And I think that the financial money, those are seem to be one of the big ones as well. But I think it's the fear of the unknown. I know I keep on repeating, but I honestly feel like that is, and I don't think that, I think that it's this energy that's so subtle that I don't think that people even recognize that that's what it is. Because what it does is it comes to them through different things. So maybe like, oh, my job is, you know, my job is, I'm not sure about my job, you know, so, but it's really, what is that? That's the fear of the unknown, the fear of transition. And that energy is being amplified because so many people are having it. So, you know how we talk about the ripple effect, and we usually talk about it in a positive light, right? You know, someone's going to make this wonderful change, and then it will like burst out energetically as concentric circles like a ripple, right? That also happens negatively. So if someone has a negative energy fear, it actually ripples through other people, and it ripples through your internal system. And you know, when those little waves hit you, you don't know what it is. You're trying to make meaning out of it. But I think that there's just like an amplification because so many people are in that place of the unknown that it just is amplified.
So let's talk when we come back from break, you know, let's talk about what people should do and what people should, what we should stop doing. And then, you know, I want to pick one of these and really zoom in because I think everybody is really, you know, in the job place. You know, folks are really interested in, you know, what is it about my job? What am I going to do? Did I lose my job? Do I get another job? You know, all of that. So when we come back from break, I want to talk a little bit about what people can do and what do we need to stop doing. CJ Liu is my very special guest today. I want to make sure you have her website. You can go to mywholelife.net or you could go to fireitupwithcj.com, fireitupwithcj.com. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, what are the things you should be doing and what are the things you shouldn't be doing? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
News. Opinion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Neshama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Neshama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Neshama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance, take control of your health and vitality, and build your foundation for wellness with Neshama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shoppe, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go to drpatlive.com. For more information about all of the fabulous hosts on Transformation Talk Radio, go to transformationtalkradio.com. CJ Liu joining us here today. She is the host of Fire It Up with CJ. And first of all, CJ, tell people when your show is before we get into this topic here.
Sure. It's every Thursday from 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
On TransformationTalkRadio.com. All right. What are the things that we shouldn't do? And what are the things that we should do, especially in these difficult times? And you know, honestly, job loss is one of these things we can zoom right in on.
Okay. So what are the things that we shouldn't do? And what are the things that we should do? You know, what we shouldn't do is, I think it's, again, it goes back to creating stories. We let our minds run amok. And we create like all these worst case scenarios. Now, I think that the positive aspect of what your mind is trying to do is trying to protect you. It's trying to protect you from and your family and loved ones from harm, danger, a life that you may not be happy with. And so I think that's okay to honor and say, okay, fear is arising. You know what? Fear is arising. I need to protect myself. You look around and you say, where have I not protected myself? And you do whatever it needs to be. You actually start looking into a college fund and getting a sense of, you know, the fear that you have that you may not have enough money for college for your kids, and you meet someone, you're like, okay, how much should I start saving? Where should I be putting it? Should I be putting it, you know, in an education fund, or I think it's called 529s, or, you know, or should I do something else? You know, you don't let those fears overcome you. You figure out what those fears are trying to tell you. You figure out, you know, the honor what the positive thing is, right? You know, they're trying to protect you, and you do something about it. You just don't wallow in your fear. And I think, you know, a little wallowing is okay, but like spending the vast majority of the time wallowing, there's no real productive possibility in that. You know? I think wallowing is okay, right? And I think actually one of the things that I notice in terms of what you should do is, you know, wallow a little bit. It's okay. You know, like, you have your own pity party, but don't make it like a 5-day experience. You know, make it like, you know, have an hour pity party for yourself. And that's okay. Because sometimes actually the other thing that I see people do is they don't want to experience those negative emotions. And so they kind of like stuff it down. And then it comes out as anger, or like comes out as like, you know, drinking, because they don't want to deny, you know, they want to deny all those emotions. So instead of stuffing it down, I think it's better to just feel it, you know, go into that sense of misery, have your own pity party, you know, write all your negative thoughts on a piece of paper, you know, stir it up in a cauldron. Throw, you know, Eye of Newt, whatever the hell you need to do, right? You know, go into your dark side, you know, revel in that side. And, you know, what you'll find is after a while, you can't do it anymore. Like, you know, you'll feel sad and you're like crying. You're like, I think I could still cry more. And it's like, no, I can't. And then you're like, I can't. I'm done. You know, no more sadness. But I think people are fearful of those, of sadness, anger, confusion, to like wallow in those feelings. But that really, going back to what you said, that is being here and being in the present. You are feeling sadness. You are feeling misery. You are feeling doubt. Go into it. You're not going to die. Nothing bad is going to happen to you. Go into it, feel it. And then what happens is that when you express it, you'll let it go. One of the things I tell my clients is that emotions are like weather patterns, right? You look at, you don't go like, oh, I want to control the rain. Stop raining. You know, it's going to rain no matter what. And there's nothing you can do to stop it. And just like the rain, it will come and it will go. And the next day will be a sunny day. Or maybe it will rain for 3 days and the next day will be a sunny day. But emotions have that same kind of transitory effect. And you can either suppress them. It's not going to do any good. It will come out negatively in some other way. Or you can just feel them and let them go. And so I think what people should do is, you know, if they are in this like pity party or wallowing, you know, go express it and then let it go. Figure out what positive thing that dark emotion was having for you, and then go fix it. You know, that seems to me to be way more productive. That's a whole fired up, right?
Well, I mean, that
is fired up. Go do it. Fix it.
Well, this is one of the key components that you talked about is really important. And it's the component of taking action, because what happens is we have gone through, and Elizabeth Kubler-Ross put a fabulous, fabulous document together that has been so misunderstood. And, you know, it was the stages, I guess, of grieving, right? I guess that's what it was. And, you know, honestly, she put those together for people that were dying. They were dying. But we have taken these stages to the nth degree. And what I mean by that is, I'm not saying there aren't these stages that we go through for loss. But I don't know that we, anywhere it is planted in that says, you go through stage one for 3 years. You go through stage two for 4 years, right? But this is what we're doing with this. None of this even talks about action, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true, because I think it's really the fear that once we go in there. You know, when I talk to people who have been grieving, I'd say, well, what would happen if you experience that sadness? And they'd say, I think I would completely fall apart. And I just would be crying for weeks. And I was like, well, having been someone who's had to grieve the loss of her father, you will not. I mean, it's not, your fear of what's going to happen is worse than what will really happen. You know, you may be sad, you'll be sad for a while, and you'll, you know, it will come and go, but you won't cry for 3 weeks. I mean, I think that if you did, then there's probably also something like you probably need to see someone as well. If you are crying for 3 weeks or for 3 years, then that actually means that maybe something is chemically happening to you or whatever, right? But normally a balanced response is not, you're not going to be crying for 3 weeks, you know? It's just not going to happen.
Well,
they're fearful that that is. Mm-hmm. When I talk to clients, that's what they're afraid is going to happen.
And part of this is also understanding that we get to create the response that we want in our lives. You know, one of the things that I've been talking about quite a bit as people say, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how to get out of it. Let's talk about the idea of actually having people go out and do service, community service or otherwise. Now, I don't know that that is the solution for everybody. You know, when I lost my job, I sat on the couch for a year. And what I decided to do is, after sitting on the couch for a year, I decided to, you know, get all fired up, created crust busting, whatever it was that I did. And then a friend of mine came by and said, you got to get out of the house. Why don't you come around with me and sell vinyl siding? So here I was, right? down in the central district in the Seattle area, going door to door selling vinyl siding with my friend. Honestly, scared to death, almost got bitten, eaten alive by a Rottweiler. Oh, and no. And yet, it was the most transformative thing I ever did. And I didn't do it very long. Got me off the couch, got me out in front of people. And so I want to talk about this a little bit. You know, when is the right time to actually get engaged, either in community service or other things? How do we know when the right time is?
Gosh, that's a good question. I don't know. How does someone know when it's the right time? You know, I think that when you're in states that you were, like when you're describing yourself on the couch, it's really hard. You really do need someone to like drag you out. I mean, I think what happens is you go and you go on the inside and you go into your stories and you're like a story manufacturer. I'm no good. I don't know what's wrong with me. Why did they fire me? You know, what's wrong? You know, and you go into your own perspective and you hear no other perspectives. And I think what was interesting in the case that you just presented is that it was your friend who like came in, like come out and sell siding with me. And what she did is she got you out of like that spinning sensation where you're on your couch probably generating all sorts of miserable stories. And so that sense of isolation is one that really does. Isolation is the worst feeling, because it's when we feel that we're not connected to others, that we are just, you know, we're different, we're less than, and we're like just, you know, miserable. So it's really connecting to others that I think is what really, in your case, it was like, you know, going and selling siding. There's probably a lot of other things, like going out and like having a latte, going up and calling some friends. And I don't think you're really ready to do it. You just have to force yourself to do it, because really the fundamental problem is you're isolated and you only are hearing one perspective day in, day out, and you need to hear more. So I think it's almost going to, it's more of a self-motivated type of thing. If you feel like you're out there and if this sounds familiar to you, you say, you know what, I am just telling myself the same story every day and it's not helping, then reach out, call a friend, pick up the phone, call a friend. Go to church, go do community service, whatever you need to do to go out there and get outside of your own head and your own perspective. That's what I would suggest.
And turn off the TV. Turn off the TV, you guys. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll be talking about some very specific things you can do to find a new job. And what does that look like? What happens when you find out your unemployment is running out like it has so for so many 99ers? What is that anyway? I mean, I got a friend that bought a t-shirt. I'm a 99er. So let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to get fired it up with CJ with some real action for everybody out there to take. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Ask the experts. Call toll free right now. 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your questions. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area. Sign up for the weekly newsletter to get advance notice of guests, events, and special offers. Visit thedrpatshow.com and get ready to live life full out.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Brenda Ball.
And I'm Tony Ball, and we've been married for over 25 years. In that time, we found ourselves putting on a pound or two per year, and next thing you knew, we're 30, 40 pounds overweight.
That's when we made the choice to get on that Take Shape for Life program. After being married for 25 years and struggling with weight that whole time, I'm actually now two sizes smaller than my wedding dress.
With the Take Shape for Life program, you can lose those extra pounds. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Wow. For more information about us, go to drpatlive.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com and, you know, find out what we are up to. CJ Liu has a fabulous show on transformationtalkradio.com, Fired Up with CJ. Now we're going to be talking about taking action. What specifically do you need? I know. It's like, oh, man, I lost my job. And, you know, what do we do? I mean, do you... Some people are all about, I lost my job and I'm finding another one right now. Other people is, I lost my job, I'm going to collect unemployment and I'm not going to think about a job. Some people are, I lost my job, I'm collecting unemployment and I can't even begin to think about getting another job, but I don't have any money. So let's talk about how this all unfolds, because, you know, the point to all three of those is, you know, there's got to be some level of action. Even sitting on the couch is doing something.
Right. And here's what I think is, if you can do it financially, is the best scenario. You know, when you leave a job, you are suffering a loss. And like you said, you don't, like the Kubler-Ross says, you don't have to sit around for like 3 years suffering. But I think you need to honor that you're closing a chapter in one part of your life and you're moving on to another one. And I think what happens is people oftentimes rush through that process out of fear. And when they've done that, I've also seen some negative consequences. So, for example, there is a gentleman who he lost his job and, you know, he had three kids. He was really anxious and he found another job. But he found another job that was two levels below
the title that he had before. But he did it because he wanted to find a job just to pay the bills. And you know what? He stayed in that job for like 2 or 3 years trying to keep on getting back to the same level. And he's like, you know, I completely regret making that decision of just jumping on any job right now immediately, because I kind of wasn't thinking about what I really wanted and what was best for me. So I think, you know, however, there are people who have financial situations where they need to find a job right away. And I think the best frame to put it in is saying, you know, I need a transition job. I need a job that is not going to be my job forever, but it's a job just to pay the bills. And you put a deadline on it and you say, you know what, I'm going to take a transition job for the next 6 months that will buy me time to like think more thoroughly about what I want to do next. So, for example, I had a client who... He basically sold, you know, he used to be a marketing person, he's a relatively junior marketing person, and he needed the money, so he stocked shoes. And it was kind of a mindless job that he could do, and the problem was that job became his permanent job, like he kept on doing it. I'm like, you know what, you need to put a date when you're going to stop that job, because it feels comfortable to have a job that's paying, but I'm like, you have to actually put a date on that. So I think that to answer your question, one, I think you need to take a little bit of time, close a chapter in the book, you know, have like a goodbye party, write, you know, your last chapters, literally write down a story of like, this is my last day. Take all your wonderful cherished moments or mementos from your job, put it in a box and then put it away and say, you know, thank you. Do, you know, throw a little birthday party for yourself, you know, woo, you know, it's the closing chapter, but close the chapter of that book, whatever it may be. The second thing is to just spend a little bit of time, you know, giving yourself some self-love. I mean, you just went through a pretty shocking, jarring transition. And it's good to just hang out, you know, do yoga, take a walk outside in nature. If you can afford, get a massage, you know, talk to friends, like just try to get back to a point of not being in a sense of loss, you know, being in, knowing that you're in a sense of loss and taking care of yourself. So self-care is the second point. So one, you know, close a chapter. Two, take care of yourself. And then after you've taken care of yourself and you're released all the kind of denial, anger, stress, all those other things, and you finally let go of your job, then it's a good time to kind of think about what you want to do next. And that really involves three steps. One, getting clarity on what you want to do for your next job. And that means, you know, really getting a sense of who are you, what are your skills, what's your personality say about what a job would be best for you, what jobs did you like the best, what are your strengths, and finding a job that really does all those things, but being really clear about the kind of job that you want. I think that's the number one mistake that I see most clients doing. They're not really clear with what they're shooting for, and they just keep on applying for weird jobs on Monster Board, and it just doesn't happen because they don't know what they want, and people pick up the energy that they're just randomly calling up and asking for dates. That usually doesn't work. So that's the first step. And then the next step is really networking, because once you have clarity with what you want, there's nothing better than networking with someone who's passionate, directed, and knows what they want. I just talked to a gal who did exactly what we talked about. She took a break. She, you know, grieved her loss. She got back to being like a normal human being because she was so stressed out from her other job. And then she was networking, and she just like had a passion for networking, and she did. She never let no, I'm not sure, get her down. She always left with another name of someone she should call. She called herself a networking whore. But she was a networking whore for 4 months, and it landed her 2 jobs. You know, that's really how people find jobs nowadays, is more networking. And then the last part is, you know, interviewing and getting prepped for interviewing. That's kind of the major steps of how you find a job.
And you got to practice with somebody. You got to practice. I mean, this is the thing that, you know, actually we're bringing practice back, because we've so gotten away from, you know, finding a friend or finding somebody that's going to be brutally honest with you, CJ, because one of the things we do is we practice this stuff with our friends. And, you know, honestly, they wouldn't tell us if we had spinach on our teeth.
Yeah.
So they're not going to tell us our interviewing style sucks.
Yeah.
So isn't it important to find somebody, maybe even a professional, that can really help you with this?
I think people
underestimate what is happening during the nonverbal cues and what they say and what it means to the other person on the other side. So, for example, I just spent a couple hours with a client, and each time he made a point, he would go like this with his hand. And I said, you know what, you got to stop that. Like, I don't know what, I said, why do you make that sound? And he said, it's when I'm really excited. And I said, okay, well, that's fine, but you're creating a second soundtrack and it's distracting. So stop it. Figure out some way of stopping and pull yourself away from the table. You know, so, and then I said, you know, when you're saying these things, I just, there's like, you made this little funny facial expression. What did that mean? And, you know, like, you know, there's all sorts of things that a professional can pick up that your friend's probably not going to pick up. So I think it's worthwhile to, you know, spend the money. It's probably like, you know, an hour or so with a coach and have them give you brutally honest feedback, because your friends, as well-intentioned as they are, will not give you everything. They'll be able to say, like, I didn't understand what you're talking about, or that was too long, or you need to talk in bullet points. But they won't tell you, like, yeah, your energy kind of tanked. Or when you said this thing about why you left your job, I just could feel like an instant sadness and it would drag me down. And it felt like you were leaving for some bad reason. But was that the case? Oh, no, I'm just sad about leaving my friends. Well, the person on the other side doesn't know that.
I know.
So, you know what I mean? So you have to practice. And with a trained person, it would be better if you can afford it.
Yeah, exactly. And let's get the hard questions out of here. CJ, thank you so much for joining us. Please give out your information, give out your phone number, and thank you so much for joining me here today.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm at www.mywholelife.net is my website. And then I also have my show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. That's www.fireduppwithcj.com. So call me. I'm also at 206-280-4165. Is my cell phone number.
Fired Up with CJ, everybody. Great show. And actually, she's on later on today. And for more information about the Dr. Pat Show, go to drpatlive.com. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. Thank you all at the studio for making this another fabulous hour. And thank you all out there for deciding to say yes to have the most incredible lives that you can imagine. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.